Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, is it me you're looking for? On today's wrestling news, we're going to talk about the red hot wrestling free agent who everyone wants to sign.
A major update on Stone Cold Steve Austin's status heading into WrestleMania.
We have the latest on Kenny Omega. I just gave the first story away. Kenny Omega's absence from AEW.
And I love this headline, Sami Zayn's latest bloodline move.
Oh God, I almost knocked the shelf off. A day we're having here.
It's the saddest thing ever, although you can't tell. I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
What a way to kick things off. You know, usually we do a retake, but
no,
we don't do retakes anymore.
Take what? Only one take in 2023, baby.
We just ride through it. You know, I was trying to do a mystery thing there and I was like, an update on Kota Ibushi.
Yeah.
He is our first story today. He's a free agent now, and that's very exciting because every bugger on the planet wants to sign him or use him in some way. So it was confirmed yesterday that Ibushi had left New Japan. New Japan issued...
More like Moo Japan Pro Wrestling.
Oh, hey, cow! New Japan issued a statement.
Oh, yeah.
They released a statement saying... Basically, with his contract running out on the 31st of January, Ibushi has departed New Japan. He'd been recovering from injury since October 2021. We apologise to his fans for the abrupt announcement and join them in wishing all the best in future endeavours. Who wrote that? Did the WWE website guy get fired in the pandemic and New Japan have hired him there? But Ibushi's released his own statement, which roughly translated by Google on Twitter, along the lines of, there were conflicts, but thank you to New Japan. I chose the position of becoming a free agent. Thank you for this long and condensed period. From now on, I hope you will watch over my path. I don't know what will happen. Mm. So Ibushi had been in dispute with New Japan from about March last year. He's been on the shelf injured since October 2021 when he hurt his shoulder. His recovery from that was one of the things that was contentious between the two parties. He alleged some managerial mistreatment. He was very public about all of this. He was threatening litigation and all kinds of stuff, man. It was a really nasty situation. We did cover it a bit at the time. But he hasn't been seen in wrestling since then. There was some stuff about, I think he alleged that they wanted him to return before he was ready and all this stuff. And then he was ready and they didn't bring him back. And he was it was really complicated. But Game Changer Wrestling, the leading indie group, have already announced him for some dates over WrestleMania weekend. He's going to be doing Josh Barnett's Bloodsport, where he will fight a man, Mike Bailey. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And Joey Janela's Spring Break, where he will do something stupid, and I'll love it.
Yeah.
Because Spring Break's one of the shows of the year. Now, Fightful Select have connected some of the dots on this situation, noting that he did become a free agent at midnight on when the clock ticked over from the 31st. To the first. They note that he is attracting major interest from several promotions. This includes for one-off deals and full-time roles, although they believe that Ibushi's preference, these companies believe that Ibushi's preference is to stay as a freelancer. Now, per people close to Ibushi, his time as a New Japan full-timer was like a live-and-learn situation. He'd previously worked for them as a freelancer before.
Mm-hmm.
We keep it rolling. This is a big story. Pure Wrestling Flosion must follow on Twitter.
Yeah.
Great account. Even if you don't like Japanese wrestling, or it's just a great account, you should follow it. It's really fun. They've spoken with Ibushi several times. I'll just read their tweet here. What I have gathered from talking with Ibushi multiple times is that interest is high from all major promotions. His preference is to work for every promotion he can as a freelancer rather than a full-time contracted wrestler. Expect a more brutal and grounded style from him. So Ibushi, 40 years old, one of the best wrestlers on the planet.
What?
Yeah, crazy. Crazy.
How do you look like that at 40?
How do I look like this? I'm 3 years younger than him. That's ridiculous. It's disgusting. What have I done with my nutrition choices for these past few years? Kota Ibushi, one of the best wrestlers on the planet, former IWGP heavyweight champion. He will do great things wherever he goes. He's also really wacky. So for years, Kota has been... this is what I want most from Kota, right? For years, this guy has been speaking about running his own promotion with weird gimmicks, weird stipulations, and different shapes of ring. Basically, I want Kota Ibushi wrestling in a ring shaped like a dinosaur, doing whatever the hell his crazy imagination takes him. But yeah, I'm glad he's finally free of New Japan, because that sounded like a bad relationship.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right. I think any time we read reports on it, it was just like, well, this isn't going to end well, obviously. Yeah. And thankfully, it's just come to an amicable end. Really exciting, if you're a fan of Kota Ibushi, to see what he does next. But I think it's fairly obvious he's going to go and work with companies that he's got a great previous relationship with. I'm talking there, of course, of WWE with the Cruiserweight Classic. Oh, yeah, he's got some mates in AEW as well, I suppose, technically.
Yeah, one or two.
If you want to get technical about this. But, yeah, I love the fact that nowadays wrestlers can just go, who do I want to wrestle for? Everyone.
Well, if you're wondering why the cow is in the background, that's his first opponent, we can exclusively reveal.
Yes.
Before the Mike Bailey match, he will be wrestling. He'd probably do that, wouldn't he? He'd wrestle a cow. 100%. Yeah. Would you wrestle a cow? Hell no.
No.
They're big. Big boys.
They are.
Big boys and girls.
I'll tell you what, we should get that. You remember that absolutely jacked
one? The jacked cow. I was sure that was fake. But then I saw, have you seen the jacked alligator on the golf course?
Of course.
Oh, brother. That is one hell of a boy.
But it'll be interesting to see. I'm going to get us out of this. It'll be interesting to see for Kota Ibushi whether or not, like for this cow, the grass is greener on the other side.
You milk to that one.
One person that Kota Ibushi could wrestle is Stone Cold Steve Austin. Because his card is completely free for WrestleMania 39 because, well, I suppose technically it's not, because Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer reporting that as of right now, Stone Cold will not be wrestling at WrestleMania. Obviously, we've previously reported he'd been offered matches with Roman and Brock. And that doesn't mean he may not show up on the show and give some twat a stunner.
Yeah.
No match per se this year.
That's a shame. That's a shame. The Kevin Owens match was so much fun. It was such a fun pantomime. I loved it. Shame he won't be wrestling this year. But if I'm being honest, I think, you know, Brock was rumoured. I would prefer Brock versus Big Bob for sure.
Yeah.
I love Brock and I love Big Bob. I love Steve Austin too, but who's the other pitch again?
Roman.
Roman, yeah.
Meltzer said, as far as Austin goes, Steve might be at the shoe.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all. He might do something on the show, but he did in fact turn down wrestling at the show. He probably could have named his opponent if he wanted to do it with anybody else, but he chose not to wrestle on the show. Yeah. Although this report, I think, did come out after Von Wagner showed back up on NXT last night, so anything's possible.
It's the match made in heaven. Well, you know, Steve Austin...
You're inside. Stone Cold takes sunglasses off.
You know that... It's all one big puzzle that fits together when you really think of... Wake up, sheeple. When you think about it, right? Right? Where's Steve Austin from?
Texas.
What is Texas famous for? Cows. There you go. There you go. Do you know who else likes cows?
Go on.
He drinks a lot of milk. Does he? I don't know. It's good for your bones. It's good for you.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega. He's
yes.
back. He's back.
Thank goodness for
it's
this
the
story.
Man behind the mask, Alice Cooper. So he'd been sidelined with visa issues, right? That was reported last week.
Speak to his credit card company.
I've always been more of a MasterCard guy. But he hasn't been on AEW TV since the 11th of January.
Is that when they won the trios?
That was. Yeah. Escalera de la Muerte.
Yes.
That was because of visa issues. Now, it came out after that match that there were some visa issues that maybe were going to impact that match, but it was never clear who that related to. And while, you know, you can connect the dots.
Yes.
It's never been reported that it was Kenny. But he's back now. He's clear. He wanted to be at last week's show for the Jay Briscoe Jay Briscoe tribute and all of that. He wasn't able to because of these visa problems, but he's going to be back. AEW Dynamite tonight. No word on what he'll be doing on the show, but he will be in the building at least. The Elite have been challenged by Top Flight and AR
Fox. Of course, yes.
So that is probably the next match. After that, I am very hopeful that the House of Black, my favourites, will kick ass and get that shot at the Trios titles. But yeah, good to hear. Obviously, Kenny's Canadian, so he needs a visa to work in the US. I think he still has Japanese citizenship as well.
Yeah, last report we heard, yeah.
Yeah, he needs He needs a visa, brother.
It's just a relief, this, because like, I hate when you don't see your favourite wrestlers doing whatever they want to do because of admin issues.
It's such bollocks. Like, Mike Bailey getting banned from the US for like 5 years. And I know there are rules and stuff, but I think that wrestling's more important than rules, and the international bodies should reconfigure their laws just so that we can watch good wrestling.
Don't get me wrong. You're not saying he's not getting them now, but I can only imagine what would have happened if that hadn't been dropped on Mike Bailey 5 years ago. He's been seasoned brilliantly on the indies, and now he's finally wrestling Ibushi, like you said, GCW. But
you know what else they have in Canada? Cows.
Yes.
And Sami Zayn.
Ah, very good.
Well, it's cows.
I was going to say something. Oh, yeah. Mike Bailey discovered, of course, by WCPW.
And a cow.
Finally.
The C, what does the C in WCPW stand for, brother?
What cow pro wrestling?
Jesus, this is
what cow?
What couch? That one. What coucher?
I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on today.
Well, finally, Lord of Old Bullock.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what big wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Sami Zayn, Andy Murray, has a new T-shirt. Not only does he have a new T-shirt, he posted a photo on his socials that I can show you here of all of his Uso stuff out of the bag of trash. But I love his new T-shirt. No longer does it read Sami Uso, which he was never given officially, of course. He was always just the honorary Uso. It now says Sami Uso with a bit of grey tape. Who else uses that on their T-shirts? That now reads Zayn instead. Brilliant. Good. I love Sami Zayn. And he's involved in the best wrestling story in WWE this century.
That is fair. I think. I need to think about it, but it's absolutely great. Yeah,
I'm all about that recency bias, baby.
It's the best of the modern era for sure. It absolutely rules. I'm just a bit reticent to call things the best ever while we're still living in them. But usually this would be like an "I'm finally." But be honest with your brothers, it's a slow news day today. But this is cool. It's just like him doing little extra bits to get his character and his story over, and he's just waiting for the cow that drives the garbage truck to come and pick it up.
I think I'm going to have to wear like noise cancelling headphones when I watch Elimination Chamber, because the noise for him in Canada is going to be insane.
Especially if you're doing the stream, because you're not going to hear anything.
You
can't hear anything when you do the streams. So you get a handful on that one.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess organising that's probably my job. But yeah, that's what we'll do, yeah.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. Not as far as I can see, none from cows so far, but if you want to get in touch, cows.
Who's your favourite cow?
At what
culture?
Is it
the laughing cow?
Yeah, she's so sexy. Should I have admitted that?
She's a minx.
That giggle, man. I'm just, oh my god.
That giggle, this is.
Trollmac20 gives us our first question of the day. Who writes? They write this, so I get to do it. Top of the morning, buddies! Who do you think will be the first name announced into the Hall of Fame this year? Is it going to be?
It's going to be Vince McMahon.
Oh, God.
Because they don't care. Like, no. They don't care about any of, like, the stuff that's transpired. They're just ghouls, and they'll put them in. Yeah, yes. It's Vince.
I mean, it's not quite the same, but it reminds me of when they put Rikishi in the Hall of Fame. They were like, just ignore that bit where he tried to murder someone.
Yeah. At least that was a story.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. This is a shoot.
I'm just going to use this as another place to campaign for Victoria in the Hall of Fame. How many years do I have to fucking say this?
You know who they might put in? Great Muta. Like, they let Shinsuke...
I think
Great
Khali.
They should. Yeah. They let Shinsuke go over and they should put Great Khali in again and again and again. They let Shinsuke Nakamura go over and do Muta's match.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll... There's some, like... There's the odd Japanese wrestler that never really did WWE stuff
Liger,
in there.
Liger so. In there, didn't they? I mean, obviously he did stuff in NXT.
He did one match,
I say he stole.
Hall of Fame, brother.
Who did he wrestle? Tyler Breeze?
Tyler Breeze, yeah. It was fun.
God, I missed Tyler Breeze's old gimmick. That was great. Yeah.
That was my favourite era of NXT, actually, because you had, like, the mix of the really high-level wrestling, and you had some fun gimmicks as well, like Tyler Breeze.
Tyler Breeze's theme and Tyler Breeze's theme with Fandango. Goated.
I liked how the ring announcement changed every week from his seasonal residence in like the Bahamas or whatever to like his seasonal residence in Dundee.
Plus the phone thing on the screen was, I mean, it was always a bit iffy, but
selfie stick.
It's a good little thing that. Yeah. I love Tyler Breeze.
You know who can't use a selfie stick?
Who's that?
Cow.
No.
No hands.
Also, do you know who I never want to get chopped by? Tyler Breeze and Sean Spears. That video I see every now and again of that poor bloke.
Chris Van Vliet.
Oh.
Chris Van Vliet did that, right?
There's a couple of ones. There's one where I think it was just like, I think maybe he saw that, so like someone from their training school just getting roasted, and then, poor Chris. Imagine laying hands on Chris Van Vliet. What a handsome man.
It's like...
What a handsome soon-to-be daddy. Congratulations again, Chris.
Congratulations on the wedding as well. Putting hands on Chris Van Vliet is akin to pouring paint over the Mona Lisa.
Mm.
Beautiful man.
Right, second question.
I look like a rock, so like
we
like showing
we're
credit.
About Chris Van Vliet and Kota Ibushi on this show. What?
And
I mean,
laughing
cow. Oh my god.
Yeah,
Leon.
You keep going. You answer this question. I got to do something.
Oh, okay. Leon Hamel gives us our second question of the day. Leanne, thank you for your question, writes, do either of you think we could get Becky versus Ronda non-title at Mania or Becky and Bayley versus Io and Dakota for the tag belts? I know Becky was an advocate for the tag belts years ago. My interest in the singles match is low. What are you up to?
Chaos, man. You keep going.
For me, Leanne, thanks for the question. I don't really know what they're going to do with Becky. It feels like they're blowing off the Becky Bayley thing next week on Raw. I don't think they're going to do tag stuff because I think that they think that Becky Lynch is probably above tag stuff. But I also don't know what's going on with Ronda. So it maybe sort of has to be Ronda. Why are you doing this to me?
Sorry, what was the question?
What do you reckon Becky's doing at Mania, basically? Because it feels like they're blowing the Bayley thing off next week.
Yeah, it does. I'm conflicted on this because it was reported by, I think it was Sports Illustrated, that they're going to keep that thing going all the way to WrestleMania.
Don't.
But it doesn't quite feel, like, as great as both of them are, this storyline doesn't really feel hot enough for
that.
It's
the 1st of February.
So I don't know, maybe her and Ronda?
Yeah, I think maybe. Her and Ronda.
Like, they're kind of like spare pieces, like, they're major... like names who don't really have anything to do, so why the hell not? That'd be good. Just do it after all this. Just do it. Yeah.
I don't think they're doing tag team title stuff. It feels like if they are going to do tag team, maybe they'll do Ronda and Shayna for the tag titles, but then that's two heel teams now. It doesn't make sense. Yeah, Becky versus Ronda, Leon, that's what we're ending up on.
She looks a bit like Satan, really, doesn't she?
I'd sell my soul to her, I know that. James Hankins gives our final question of the day. What do you think will be the main event for WrestleMania 40.
Oh, boy.
I think this year Cody will go over Roman, but after the bell gets a massive beatdown by the Bloodline and The Rock comes out, makes the saves and challenges Roman to a match at WrestleMania 40. I hope that doesn't happen.
Once in a lifetime.
And just because I don't want WrestleMania ending on a beatdown.
Yeah.
I just like the nice vision. Yeah. It's the bow on the end of the wrestling year, basically, isn't it? Of like, right... We start again tomorrow.
The code man crying with both belts.
Yeah, just to have Cody standing tall with the belts to end WrestleMania 39. But yeah, WrestleMania 40, anything's possible.
Yeah, I think it's time to pull the trigger. We've been waiting for this for so long. You know, we only got it once. We've only ever seen this match once. We've all been looking forward to the sequel. Years in the making. Just, if you want to sell 200,000 tickets to the Moon Bowl or wherever.
Where are they at 40?
Jupiter, I think. which is, I think that's made of gas, so that'll be tough.
Yeah. Natalia would work there, though.
Yeah, she,
that farting gimmick.
She had to bring it home. Serious for a minute. The dream match. We've all been waiting for it. The Fiend versus Goldberg 2, baby. Let's go.
Electric Boogaloo.
Let's go. Electric Boogaloo. Probably The Rock versus Roman Reigns. But, like, I really, The Fiend versus Goldberg 2.
Mate, if you'd have asked me before WrestleMania 38 what 39 was going to be, I'd have booked The Rock because of where it was. So let's just keep booking The Rock, and then finally one day he'll show up again. Because it's been... People seem to forget just how long it's been since he's just stepped between the ropes.
Yeah.
Let alone... You know, I mean, and by saying step in the ring, I mean just show up on telly, basically.
I know what to do. Right, The Rock. The Rock is the Brahma bull. What is a bull? It's a cow, right? The Rock versus the Godwins. Because what were the Godwins?
Yes.
Pig farmers. What's better, pigs or cows?
Pigs or cows.
That's the main event. You know, the thing about the Godwins, you never get this, right? Phineas I. Godwin and Henry O. Godwin.
Yeah.
What do their initials spell, brother?
What? Pig, mind.
Pig. And hog?
Blown.
Very clever. We just alienated all of our young viewers.
the way things are going, I wouldn't be surprised if it's Logan Paul winning the world title at WrestleMania 40.
Let's no. Why did I say hell yeah? He's a freak. He's good, but he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
It'll be fun though.
Yeah. Anything after the last year we've had, guys. Literally anything's possible. But put your wild and wacky predictions in the comment section and have it out down there.
I mean, it can't get much wackier than the content of this video. Okay?
Yes. But speaking of WrestleMania 40, someone who could still hold the Intercontinental Championship is today's and finally. I just love this photo of Gunther standing tall with all the lights. I believe this is from the Royal Rumble, of course. The reporter coming out yesterday, shout out to WrestleOps who pointed this out. Gunther broken into the top 10 longest reigning IC champions in WWE history. 200 days away from breaking the all-time record. Do you think he's going to do it?
I think he's going to put someone over at WrestleMania.
I think he might be right.
And I think that would go down as a tremendous, excellent, great reign.
Yes. So, yeah, I don't think he has to. I think the fact... I think genuinely, for all the twats online who used to say it year after year when they did the slightest thing with it, he has at least restored some integrity to that.
It's legitimately back now. Like, people have been doing this thing for like 30 years. The workers' title. No, it actually is that now.
Yes.
So, the workers' title. So, yeah, it's great. Gun for rules, Sheamus feud, amazing.
Yeah. But there, I think there is also an alternative place where you do like a, I don't know, triple threat with Sheamus and Drew. Gunther still retains. And yeah, by WrestleMania 40, he is the, like, you could arguably make that one of the biggest matches at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Like, who can dethrone Gunther by next
Build
year?
Build it up to next year, bring in Ryback. It's the only answer.
But yeah.
Friend of the channel.
Friend, yeah, indeed. Yeah. I suppose you could put it like that.
Him and Dolph Ziggler.
He's Gunther's got an incredible shape,
so
credit to him.
What's his secret? I need it, because I look like a marshmallow.
You and I need it, and Hamlet said he needs it as well,
yeah.
Which makes a lot of sense, actually. Right, let us know your thoughts on that. Is the laughing cow the sexiest cow that you are in the comment section below? You can't roll your eyes after this news video.
I can't name any other cows, is the thing. Like, that's why I'm rolling my eyes.
What's the,
it's one the, kind
of the one from Magic Roundabout?
Oh, Florence, no. Yeah. But Zebedee?
I don't know.
Pikachu. What animal is Pikachu? Is he a mouse?
Yeah, like a mouse rat. Are they going to tell us in the
he's
comments?
He's an electric rat.
Yeah, he's a...
You put him in water, you just die.
Always, that's why you never fought water Pokemon with him. I think these things through.
Ah, what... Let's not alienate the Pokemon.
I think it's too late for that one.
I shoot own a Snorlax and...
What do you mean by that?
I have a fluffy one.
One at home. Oh, yeah. Okay.
A real Snorlax.
Evening, dear. Oh, bloody hell, Snorlax is asleep in the living room.
And the green one with the garlic on its back. I can't remember what it's called.
Bulbasaur?
That's the one. But I call it Snorlax and Greener because... Why not?
Well, thankfully, we didn't alienate those Pokemon fans.
I have those Pokemon in my house. I will bring them in one day.
You're right. Right, let us know your thoughts on everything we discussed. Yeah.
Snorlax is a vibe. Like,
yeah.
You can relate to the...
Snorlax is goated, is what I heard.
He's eating. Cooking. Cooking is what they say, isn't it?
Comment section below. Like, share, subscribe, Twitter.
What's the thing? The
straight out of your mama's kitchen. Red Velvet.
Oh, Red Velvet does that, yeah. As well.
At What Culture WWE for more Twitter questions. like it matters. You can also send them to us on our YouTube community page. We often reach out for them on there as well, so keep an eye out for that one.
Ooh, we might do that tonight, maybe.
You can follow Andy Murray on Twitter at...
I just don't.
At Andy H. Murray. The H stands for, hey, can you send me pictures of some sexy cows? You can follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn, same for me. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and thanks most importantly to the laughing cow.
I'm going to look for some sexy cows right now, baby.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.